Back here on WBAL, and we're joined now on the D3 ranks as we continue our college lacrosse preview by the head coach of the defending national champion, Stephenson University, Paul Cantabene is with us. Coach Cantabene, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thanks for having me. Hope you guys are doing great.
We're doing great. Hope you've thawed out okay.
We're trying. It's been a little cold out there. Just got the field cleared for tomorrow's game and everything, so I think we're good to go.
You're feeling ready to go. Well, let's start with what you guys accomplished last May, which was winning a national championship, the first for Stephenson lacrosse, and what that has meant to you, to the team, to the school. Again, this school is in reality somewhat young. You are also the assistant athletic director to go along with being the head lacrosse coach. How did this all come together, and what does it mean to the school?
Well, you know, it's obviously a real big event for the school. You know, we've only really had athletics here for about, 19 years going into our 20th year next year. And, so for a school to have such a short-term period with athletics, it's quite a monumental event to do this. And I think it's really been a big deal to the school. We've done a lot of great things, and it brings a notoriety to schools. I think it's definitely made it a little more well-known across the country. So it's been a great thing, and the school with President Manning and Tim Campbell, our CFO, and our athletic director, Brett Adams, have all done such a great job supporting us and the guys that work so hard. And for me, we just worked 10 years at this and been so close for the last 4 years, and to finally break through last year and get it has been great. Just kind of one of those achievements and that not many coaches are able to get, and I realize that these things are tough to win. So it's been a great thing for me and myself, but most of all, it's better for my team and the players last year. Those guys put a lot of hard work in to win that. I just kind of stood on the sidelines. They did all the hard work.
Yeah, amazing run. 22-2 last year was the record for Stephenson. And this is not something, if people are just waking up to this, that's out of the blue in the world of college lacrosse. You guys have been knocking on the door for a lot of years already.
Yeah, we have been. We've been to the four of the last five Final Fours, and, we've had some really tough losses. The Salisbury had a tough one, the Roanoke. We lost a tough one to Gettysburg one time. So we've been right there, and, for the last 5 years, we've been as competitive as anybody, playing one of the tougher schedules, we think, as well. And, we're looking forward to staying there, hopefully. We got a big tough one tomorrow, and we go up to RIT in the Dome. And so, we're looking forward to it, and hopefully we can maintain the level of play that we've kind of established over the last 5 years.
Paul Cantabene, the head lacrosse coach at Stephenson University, is with us here on WBAL. And Coach Cantabene, a lot of people think of D3 lacrosse, they think of Salisbury. I'm not saying they've been dethroned after just one of the great astonishing runs in the history of collegiate athletics, but I guess now they have company at the top. How exactly have you guys been able to kind of approach that level of where they have been for so long?
Well, I think there's, Salisbury's had such a great program for such a long time, and Coach Perkins done such a great job winning all those championships. But in Division III lacrosse now, and there's just more players in Division III and better players in the sport in general. So, there's so many more kids playing, so it's better recruiting for the Division III level. There's a lot of transfers that go to Division I now, the early recruiting that leave and go to good schools like Division III schools. And I think everybody's working harder at it now. Salisbury's done a great job with their program, but there's more full-time coaches, more full-time assistant coaches, more people working harder, more people recruiting. It's not just, 20 programs doing it now. There's 240-ish something programs doing it now, and everybody's working harder at it. So there's more players out there, more people, developing players, and I think everybody's just kind of catching up a little bit. Salisbury still was the Final Four team last year, remember. They had a great year, so it's not like they had a down year. They still went to the Final Four, and they're going to be good again this year. But I just think there's more teams doing it now, like Dickinson and, Tufts, and Cortland's been great, and Nazareth's shown they can be a real good program. Roanoke, there's just so many more programs working hard at it.
Yeah, you can actually make the case, Coach, I don't know if you agree with this, that the D3 level of lacrosse is almost more competitive based on the more teams and teams that seem to be really good and close together at the top. In some ways, it's more competitive, and the trickle down to the D3 level, the product is quite good.
It is. I think one of the good things about Division III, too, is that I think the coaches let their players play. There's not a lot of, single-digit scores. Coaches let their kids go out there and play the game. There's a lot more goals scored. There's a lot more, competitive games because teams are playing. They're going out there. Plus, they're playing more games. A lot of teams are playing 15, 16, 17 games a year. They're playing a lot more, so there's more competitive games. There's more people doing it. And I think the level of play in Division III with the top 15 teams this year is really outstanding. There's a lot of great teams out there with a lot of players coming back, and I think it's a great year for Division III lacrosse, and just the high level that Division III is playing at right now says something for the amount of talent that's out there in the lacrosse world.
Yeah, is the drop-off even that significant from maybe toward a middle-of-the-pack D1 team to where you and Salisbury and some other D3 teams are? I mean, I know there's a drop-off based on the amount of time you can kind of put into it and that type of thing, but in general, is the talent level that big of a drop-off?
Well, I think it's not that big of a drop off. I would think all the really good Division III teams have probably, 15 to 16 players that are really good that can play and compete at Division I level. It's the ones that after that makes the difference. So Division I's just have more of them, and I think the Division III's have less of them. And with that, and with the time you can spend on, the D1 guys are, they're doing everything in the world, full time weight coaches doing things and mandatory lifts and runs and time. We can't do all that. It takes a lot more for us to do that, and our kids need to be a little more dedicated. But on the flip side, I think that they have a more well-rounded life in college. They're able to do more things. They don't get burned out as quick because they're not always doing lacrosse and stuff like that. But I do think that, there's more better players in Division III that can play at a high level in Division I.
No question about that. Paul Canabene is with us for another few moments here on BIL. And, Coach, I know a lot of people in the area may have never attended a Stevenson lacrosse game. They may get out to it this year. Your team is laden with All-American players. You're ranked highly again this year, going after a second straight national championship. Give us some names and some players that people might be intrigued to see this year if they go to see Stevenson lacrosse play.
Well, I think one guy, is the first-team All-American returning from last year is Kyle Holacek. He's had a great year, big, tall, lanky kid out of Loyola Blakefield that transferred here from Lehigh. He's had a great career. We have another defenseman named Caleb Robinson, who's 6'5", 248. He's from Australia. He's a sophomore for us, and he's going to have a chance to be a pretty special player. And, we also have Dimitri Bakunas, who's a sophomore for us from Cavern Hall, who won a national championship as a freshman, which not many goalies do, and he's played great. Connor Carew from Mitty D from us from St. Paul's has had an outstanding career for us and think he's going to have a huge year. We also have Chris DeShiel, who's our second team returning All-American attackman this year, who's had such a great fall for us. We think he's going to be great. And Steven Bannock returning from us after missing last year. He had some points as a freshman, was an All-American, so he's coming back this year. And we have six or seven guys in the midfield that we think are pretty good, including Tony Rossi, who's a Calvert Hall kid who we think is a pretty good player, and Billy Burgoyne, who's a kid from Mountain Lakes, New Jersey, who has a great shot, and Glenn and Matt Tompkins from Manhasset on Long Island, who are really good players. And we have a lot of guys that can contribute, and, we're very deep also at the faceoff, actually, with a kid named Brent Heiken, who's just got drafted in the MLL draft, 16 overall player. We think he can be one of the special faceoff guys in Division III this year. So we got a lot of guys that can do some things, we think, but, you got to play the games.
Mustangs are home tomorrow against York, 7 p.m. faceoff tomorrow in Owens Mills for Stevenson. They have a great local slate of games. Go watch this team play. They are outstanding, the defending national champs, and their head coach, Paul Canabene. Coach Canabene, I really appreciate it. Let's catch up again later in the year.
Sure will. Thanks for having me on.
That's Paul Canabene. We'll come back with more next here on BAL.